This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Wheat Ridge resident is Jefferson County's first positive case of tularemia this year. That's a bacterial disease transmitted through insects, infected animals, contaminated water or food, and airborne bacteria. It can be treated successfully and cured. Health officials suggest using insect repellent when outside and avoid all contact with wild rodents. Also, do not feed or entice rodents or rabbits into your yard or patio, and eliminate piles of lumber, trash, and weeds around your home. More details have emerged regarding the Aurora police officer who killed Kylan Lewis, an unarmed black man who was shot while his hands were up. CPR's Matt Moret has the latest.
A tip to the Aurora Sentinel has connected Officer Michael Deke to another violent arrest in 2021. In that case, a man named Kyle Vinson was pistol-whipped and choked by an Aurora officer, even though he did not flee or threaten police. Deke, who arrived as backup, shocked Vinson with a taser while he was face down and bleeding. The officer who beat Vinson was acquitted of criminal charges. Deke was never charged. Now, Deke is on paid leave while under investigation for the fatal shooting of Kylan Lewis in May. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
People were turned away from Lake Pueblo State Park on July 4th because the area reached full capacity. Rangers with Colorado Parks and Wildlife say the park filled up by 10:30 in the morning and couldn't accept more visitors until nearly 4 p.m. It's unclear what the capacity of the state park is, but it's a popular summer destination. This is CPR News in KRCC.